This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The system is normalizing, putting mutagenic weapons into our bodies. And a lot of people don't want to admit it's by design, but it is. Dr. Peter Breggin, your book is a bestseller dealing with this. TheMedicalRebel.com. Dr. Lee Merritt is coming up. You are Breggin.com, and we are ThePrey.com for your book. In 5 minutes, closing, finish up the points you want to make.
Well, good. I'm glad you put the book up, or my wife would be very mad at me. It's COVID-19 and the Global Predators. You can get it directly from us at WeAreThePrey.com if you want to bypass. And you can get the e-book and the book and the reading book, the three forms are all up on Amazon. A point that I think is so important to make is that every institution in Western civilization has been infiltrated and corrupted by the globalists and by the predators. There is no institution that hasn't happened to. I've never mentioned it before on the radio, but I had my own institution for many years that was infiltrated by a very sweet, nice progressives who took it over, and we eventually had to renounce it and get legal action to get them to no longer use my name. So it's a very common experience. So if once I realized that these people were clearly progressives, clearly, in the case of Malone, the deepest state person whose life I've ever looked at, and he's still very deep state. I don't think we have time to go into that now, but he has in various documents where he's an expert in legal cases. I have no quarrel with that. He has given his resume, and he is right now at the heart of NIH and its attempt to bring the Great Reset into NIH in something called NIH Active, ACTIV. Easy to find, NIH Active. And Malone is a big part of that, and it is the Great Reset in NIH, including Bill Gates, including the big drug companies, including the Defense Department and the health things. Now, given that the biggest threat to us around the whole world is the infiltration of our civilization of even the right, even the Republican Party crushed by this kind of infiltration, Donald Trump crushed partially, I think he's climbing back out, from infiltration that he could not believe. He could not believe how evil the people around him were. When I realized what the effect of the writings, speaking, and activities of Desmond and Malone were, sucking really the air out of the room. I don't travel, but the people traveling with him become secondary to him. They're the great scientists. He is the shining face that this man could not possibly represent our health freedom movement or the greater freedom movement. And I felt I had to risk my reputation, all the love I give and share on my own TV shows and the radio show with Ginger. We have such wonderful, loving relationships throughout the movement that I had to risk that because I was seeing two people who were actually becoming like theoreticians and of the movement, and in Malone's case, introducing psychosis, weaponizing psychosis against masses, introducing communist concepts of masses. That's not a freedom concept. Ginger just told me she's appalled. Freedom groups are all talking about masses now. That's not right. It's individuals, for God's sakes. And so I just felt I had to take this on, and it was not pleasant. But by gosh, we ended up getting more love than we've ever had before in our lives from the groups around us. And I just want to thank everybody for that very, very much.
Well, bottom line, and again, I'll be honest, I haven't tracked everything they're saying that close. I've heard people that it's true. The idea this happened by accident is preposterous. So hopefully they'll respond more to that. Hopefully we'll have a debate here on the air. Dr. Peter Breggin, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate you.
Oh, God, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, we've got the next guest host coming up, and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, Dr. Lee Merritt on fire, straight ahead, InfoWars.com, Kamara's News Today.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, your drop and host for the hour. Usually you can find me at themedicalrebel.com, and we deconstruct the lies of the medical matrix. That's why my background today. So, now, you know, it's a little tough when you're out weeding your garden in the middle of nowhere and you get a call to guest host probably the most famous show in the world for and figure out what you're going to do for a soliloquy for an hour or so. So you call your friends, and then I had to ask my husband, and he wanted me to talk about the border, which I'm not a security expert, but I decided that you have to listen to your husband or you're not going to be happy. So anyway, I decided to combine those two. So I'm going to start by talking a little bit about what I've learned when I lived on the border, because border's a big deal right now. I'm going to talk about the medical aspects of the border. So, In the 1990s, I started my orthopedic practice a stone's throw from the southern border in Arizona. And at the time I started, most of the trauma that we did were elderly women with hip fractures. I mean, it wasn't the snowbirds, people like me that age out and we migrate down from Iowa to Arizona to get warm in the winter. So anyway, but by about 2000, we were spending every night taking care of illegals jumping the fence. And these were these bad ankle fractures. I used to joke with the Border Patrol agents that, you know, you either have to make the fence taller or you have to get rid of it, because you've got it at exactly the right level. Where these guys, they have this thing where they used to climb. I don't know if this is still going on, but they would climb over each other's arms, stand on each other's shoulders, somebody would hold their ankles. And if the whole column started to fall, somebody would have in that column would be the pivot point. It would have a horrible open, you know, what we call a grade 3 ankle fracture or a pylon fracture. And then we're in a desert, so that they'd fall 4-6 feet off into sand that would complicate the injury. And this was happening every night. And trust me, you know, the hospitals got some funding for taking care of undocumented people, but we did not. So every night you were, you know, on call, which was a couple nights a week, you're taking care of these guys. And it takes a long time to do these cases, and you're not getting paid. And it's tough, because then you have to get up in the morning and take care of your regular patients. It was easier when I was younger. But, you know, it really gave you an insight into what was going on. And I can tell you this, first of all, that one night I just realized, hey, all that's dried up. It just dried up almost overnight. And what had happened? They didn't suddenly build a fence. There was nobody. What they did, it was the government, our Uber lords, for some reason at that point decided not to completely overrun the border. So they just turned it off, and they did it by allowing them to do. They got digital sensors on the border, and they simply told the Border Patrol to do their job. They simply let them do their job, as far as I can determine, because they certainly didn't suddenly build a wall while I was there. Not saying a wall is a bad idea, but I am saying that you don't need that in order to do it. You need will. This only became, it was a matter of will. And it happened after G.W. Bush went down and surveyed the border, and they talked to him. And literally almost overnight, it dried up for a long time. But
before that happened, and we still got some. And I just have to tell you this case because it also tells you something about the medical issues of the border and why things are complicated and they don't have to be. This is self-inflicted by our government. So, you know, my sleeping is still disrupted from 2 until 4 in the morning lots of times because you're so used, as an orthopedic trauma surgeon, you're so used to getting up when the bars start closing down or when problems happen at 2 in the morning. So this was a typical 2 in the morning call, and I get called in to take care of a gunshot wound to the foot. All right, I walk in the hospital, and here is this young man who looks like Adonis. I mean, this is a handsome guy, muscular, perfect specimen, except for some bloodshot eyes. But being, you know, having good clinical acumen, I noted right away that he was chained to the bed or the gurney and that there was a federal marshal sitting at his side. So the story went that he was using his green card to run drugs across the border. And apparently he'd lost some product, I guess, and the Mexican drug guys decided to teach him some lesson. And they shot a big hole in his foot with a shotgun. Well, he went to the closest hospital in Mexico, and they were going to amputate his foot. And he realized, you know, a lot of our people don't, but he understood that free medicine is not necessarily the best medicine. So he literally hot-footed it to the border crossing. And then we were, by law, required to bring him to our hospital across the border. That is really the dream. He got himself, because he had a green card, so he was able to get across the border, and then we had to get an ambulance. So he comes to our place, and in the course of getting him ready for the operating room, and, you know, I'm going to take care of him no matter what. I was just making a joke. I just looked at my emergency room friend, the doctor that, you know, was taking care of him, called me, and I said, let me guess, this guy's insured, right? And he said, actually, he has Medicare. I said, what? How can this 25-year-old young healthy man have Medicare? And the story goes that he was involved in a gangland shooting one time, a number of years before, and had some kind of head-grazed wound and had a, quote, seizure disorder, and this was on, through our government, total Social Security disability. Now, having taken care of him, I can tell you there was no evidence of a seizure disorder, but I was the most shocking thing is yet to come. The most shocking thing is the fact that I talked to the federal marshal that's there, because one of the things that was very common down on the border when I was there is that to save money for their various departments, when these guys would come into the hospital, a lot of people would be unarrested. They might be brought in by Border Patrol. They might be brought in by police, but then they were kind of de-arrested so that they weren't liable for the hospital bill and then rearrested on the other end sometimes. Well, in this case, and I never had anybody in over 20 years, this is the only time this happened where this federal marshal actually put on a cover and came into the operating room with me. So I knew this was a bad dude. So I asked, but they told me that they'd been searching for this guy for four years, because he was on four federal warrants. And I said, okay, let me back this up here a little bit. Let's rewind. So you're telling me that here's a guy who was on four federal warrants for 4 years, and yet you couldn't find him. And the answer was, yes, we couldn't find him because it is illegal to search for somebody using their Social Security check. That is exactly the situation. Now, there were other things. One night we were called, and this is just to give you a flavor. One night we were called, and this was an American citizen. This was one of us that apparently had robbed a store. The police chased him through a plate glass window, and they told the emergency room staff, listen, if you see some guy that's all cut up with, you know, like lots of glass shards, and let us know, because he may be the guy we're looking for. So, yeah, guy comes in, gives a fake name, nurses figure it out, they call the police, and they take care of him, but then he's arrested. If he had been an illegal alien, that would have been illegal, and the people in trouble would have been the hospital emergency room staff. Because, and I believe it's 17 hospitals, there's something like 17 hospitals along the border where it is illegal to report anyone for being illegal or for any reason, because they don't want to discourage these unfortunate people from getting the medical care that they need. That is, so, you know, the American citizens get arrested, but not them. I mean, there are so many examples on the border of craziness like that. And I, on the one hand, you don't want people to not get the medical care they need, but come on now. On the other hand, we have to be a nation of laws. So, we'll be taking a break here just in a couple seconds. I'm going to come back and let me tell you my plan here. I'm going to, at the end of this day, I'm going to talk about how we get ourselves out of this so we don't succumb to the next thing that the psychopaths in charge throw at us. We always tend to fight the last war. Let's start fighting the next war medically. And so we'll be talking about that at the end of the hour. See you in a little bit. Thanks.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, and thanks for having me today. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about before we get to solutions, I want to talk about the numbers that are coming in. I have to say, honestly, data doesn't seem to matter. They're going to roll these things out. They're going to keep injecting our children and killing people regardless of data. So this is beyond a data dump, but I'm just going to tell you what's going on because everybody asks. You know, there's a Facebook group out there. It's called Died Suddenly, I think. And they have over 250,000 entries now. I remember when that started and it was very, very few, but now it's over 250,000 entries. There was an Irish emergency room study recently, although I guess this comes out of their government data. But anyway, they looked at the normal rates versus this rate of emergency room visits. And normally between January and June, there are 115,000 emergency room visits in Ireland. In 2022, now keep in mind, this isn't the year of COVID, this is the year of the vaccine, 719,000. So the ER visits have gone up in Ireland seven times during 2022. Now, I ask you this because why are doctors still completely in the dark about this? There's a person named Odessa Orlowitz of Liberty, and she's been one of the people reporting on these Canadian doctors dying. You know, first we saw a picture of four doctors in the same hospital in Canada dying after they took the mandated booster. They're mandating the fourth booster for medical personnel now. Fortunately, we don't seem to be doing that most places, and please don't let it happen in your facility. But in any case, they started out with four, and they were shocked because it was in Ontario, and it was all in this one hospital. Then it became six. Then the next number I saw was 18, and now it's over 30 Canadian doctors dead. Now, the other point is it's not that they're just doctors dead. I mean, doctors die like everybody else. But when you look at the age of doctors dying and who they are, I mean, one of them was a competitive swimmer. There was a triathlete. These are young, healthy 30-year-old people, 30, 40, some 50-year-olds. But these are not your standard in memoriam. In fact, they looked at that. The Canadian Medical Association has an in memoriam website. Now it's being kind of altered. They still have data in the past, but they're not putting up the real-time data for 2022. This is a classic thing they do. So the data for doctor deaths hasn't been put up for the last couple months. But here's the numbers with one extrapolation, and that 2019 prorated was 170 deaths because they only reported part of the year we had. But anyway, if you think 2019 was probably 170 deaths, 2020 was 246 deaths, 2021 was 393 deaths. That's not an advertisement for a vaccine program to decrease mortality. Now, the other point is these are not 85-year-old doctors. When you go back in time, and you don't see younger doctors among this group. You know, and then the other question is, why are the deaths mainly in Ontario? Did they get all the same batch? And I tried to find, I'm working on trying to find AMA deaths. Me just mentioning this now, they're going to scrub it probably. But in any case, the AMA probably has the same thing. The AMA, don't think they represent all doctors. When I was in practice, and this is up until 2009, I think, only 13% of doctors in practice were members of the AMA. They hornswoggled medical students to be members, but generally doctors realize the corrupt organization for what it is, and they get out. But in any case, I have a feeling it's going to be less now because of their push of the vaccine. Now, Chris Skye up in Canada, who's been right on top of things, and Mark Stein have both reported that the leading cause of death in Alberta is now unknown. And, of course, the very funny kind of part of this report, this tragic funny, is that the symptoms of this new disease, because it used to be, cardiac disease, heart attacks, strokes, cancer, those were the leading causes of death. Now it's unknown. And what are the symptoms of this new disease? And they are unknown. So it's there you have it. But it's, and we still have athletes dying. Now we have the, there's an anti-vaccine, I think this is fairly recently, at least I just heard about it, this Olympic gold medalist, and I may mispronounce his name, it's Sylvester Scolini or something like that. He was a gymnast, and you see a picture of him, and he is a super fit guy. I mean, he's like on the rings, in gymnastics. Dies at 51 after getting a vaccine. He was against the vaccine, but something coerced him, I guess, to get the vaccine, and then he was dead. Morticians, there he is, yeah. You think he just went to see it at 51? I doubt it. Okay, these are healthy people that are crumping. Morticians are now reporting that 50 to 70% of the recently deceased have clots. Now, when they're reporting clots, this is not like when we report clots in medicine, we say, we did an MRI and we saw where you might have had an old stroke a long time ago because of a small clot in your occipital region or something like that. No, no. Morticians are reporting clots because they can't pass the fluid through the veins. These are not mini clots. These are macro clots. And I looked up, you've heard the story about the soccer players or what they call footballers in Europe. And I was told by a friend of mine who is very soccer savvy and, international traveler kind of person, works over there. He said that 10 soccer teams are now absent, essentially the equivalent. That number of players have either been disabled or died. The equivalent of 10 soccer teams are gone in the professional leagues. But if you actually look at some numbers, you can find FIFA keeps a tally of players that die during the plays, okay, on the field. And it's very interesting that 21 players died in 2021, okay? No numbers yet on 2022, but 21 players in 2021, 3 in 2020, 10 in 2019. In fact, I went back, and these numbers actually go back to 1889. And up until this year, every year up until 2021, it was 3 to 10 players died. Okay. In 1999, something changed because after that, it was 3 to 10 players. But before that, it was 0 to 3 deaths. There was years that had no deaths. And when you looked at the deaths before 1999, they were things like a crossbar fell on his head on the playing field, struck by lightning, collided on the field. The heart stuff really started to be noticeable. You can read this yourself in 2002 to 2003. So we may think that COVID vaccine rollout started in 2021. Whatever's happening, I think it started long. We know, Guillain-Barré syndrome. I never saw it as a medical student. It's something you read as a student to learn about, but you never heard about it. But don't worry on all this. Guillain-Barré, it gets worse because as time has gone on, it has been getting worse as we've seen flu shots. So I don't think this all started with that. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the FDA and the CDC director are saying in spite of all this death and destruction. And then we'll talk finally about what to do. Thank you. See you in a little bit.
Rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Talking about the numbers of the soccer players and everybody having death and destruction from the vaccine rollout. But don't worry, the FDA has been doing a very careful analysis of the COVID vaccine damage. And they've been doing it using a technique called Bayesian data mining. The Epic Times apparently asked the FDA for the data. And the FDA says, nope, it's privileged information. We're the executive branch of the government. Now, keep so those of us that are being attacked by our medical boards for disinformation, I find it a little hard to believe that it's okay to hide the data and then tell us we're selling the wrong things. Remember when the FDA also went with Pfizer together, hand in hand, to the courts to hide their data, to say, no, we don't have to show you the data for 75 years. Well, they lost that.
And I'm going to show a couple things that came out of that data and why they wanted it to be hidden. But in this is obviously not accidental. It's absolutely programmed. And while this is all going on, you've got Rachel Walensky, who's the CDC director, tweeting out things like this. She says, quote, the benefits vast – he's talking about the vaccine, of course. The benefits vastly outweigh the risks. Vaccination will prevent illnesses and deaths from COVID-19 that far exceed the number of generally mild myocarditis cases expected. Talk to your doctor if you have concerns. Well, good luck with that, because they've and not completely the doctor's fault, the average guy on the street, really. I kind of ping them for not reading the literature, but really they've got – They've made it so hard to practice medicine. They've all become employees. They're all like on a clock, and they've got to see so many patients, and they've got to do all these things. They don't have time to read. They're not doing their due diligence because they're being used like cattle. And I have to say, I have a lot of sympathy with that. But it's time to read, guys. Now, Johns Hopkins, I have to give them this credit, although it's too little too late. They just came out with a study that said that to prevent one hospitalization, you'd need to vaccinate 22 to 30,000 young adults. And in the process of doing that, you're going to have between 18 and 98 serious adverse events. That was the numbers out of their paper. Now, I appreciate this group and Johns Hopkins coming out and being allowed to publish. Keep in mind, there are guys around that knew all this. There are people talking about this. Many of us tried to publish things in the past during this outbreak to warn people, and it wouldn't get published. It couldn't get published. So the fact that it's getting published now is kind of interesting. It says to me the Uber lords in charge don't really care if this comes out now. So we'll let some people look okay and maybe keep our institutions from not looking totally psychopathic. We'll let them publish some of this stuff, but it's too late because the vaccines have already been rolled out for most people. Now, and Johns Hopkins, where have they been in this whole thing? Besides the fact that they trained they featured Frederick Gates, Dr. Gates in World War I, they trained him. And, they came out to Event 201 was run partially by Johns Hopkins. They've been deep into this thing, but they came out with this good study. Now, I really think, though, that if I were a student at a university that had a complication from a vaccine I was forced to take by studying at that university, and I saw this article, I'd think less of Johns Hopkins. I bet they forced their students to take the vaccines. The issue here, above all else, in my opinion, is the mandates. It is absolutely unethical, immoral all the time to force anybody into any kind of medical treatment. Now, these guys in the universities, including Johns Hopkins, for a long time now, they've been accepting quietly. When you don't say anything, that means you accept things. They accepted the misrepresentation of the data, and they accepted the fact there was no data. Okay? Now, we've actually seen now the data graphs coming out based on the VAERS that we do have that shows you the lot numbers, where they were distributed, and what the side effects of the lot were. Craig Partycooper and his group, by a really awesome job in taking this data and showing you what's going on. And what did he just – one of his last things, he showed that there was a post-marketing dose response curve. He showed that people were given toxic doses in a prescribed fashion. You could see the toxicity kind of work its way down, like they were changing something in the vaccine based on these graphs. But now he's come out and he showed what he called the mortality bomb. Okay. And it's a second wave of mortality. I think we have the graph somewhere that occurred only in 5 states. They occurred in Kentucky, Georgia, Tennessee, Minnesota, and Michigan. And what they did was they subtracted out deaths within the deaths that were attributable to the first vaccines, from the second vaccine. So if you took, say, the Pfizer 2-dose regimen. They didn't want to get confused by the second dose, so they factored those doses out, and they looked at states' mortality after the vaccine. And there is a mortality that happens within the first 4 days, and it extends for a couple, 6 weeks after a big bump for 6 weeks, I believe it is, after the vaccine is given to you. And then it drops way down. Now, if you look at California, for example, they have a big bump at the beginning, but they have no secondary bump. These five states all had this secondary mortality that occurred at 6 months. And I thought the 6 months was interesting because that's what we also saw in World War One. After the rollout of the vaccines that they gave the troops and they gave the Native Americans and the Naval, they started having the great pandemic 6 months later. Now, so where, you know, and I have to ask, where was Johns Hopkins or any of these other universities when they told us it was safe to give pregnant women these vaccines? Now, looking at when the vaccines first rolled out, Simone Gold asked those of us that were in AFLDS, the American Frontline Doctors, who kind of looking at some of the research stuff, what we knew about the status of the vaccine. And at that point, literally the day of the rollout, practically it came out the night before, was the emergency use authorization documents. But anyone reading that, the EUA documents, anyone reading the previous literature about the testing of mRNA and how it was done knew that in the test group that they're reporting on this for the EUA, they excluded all pregnant women. So how could they come out and say it was safe? They excluded all but perfect specimens, in fact. In fact, when they looked at mRNA in the research arm and they were doing these things, they warned you not to be around. They warned the subjects not to even be around women of childbearing age. They were supposed to report those contacts. So you have to ask, why did these guys now come out with these papers? Why didn't somebody speak up now? We just heard Dr. Bregan talk about Dr. Malone. I've always questioned, because I was on a podcast with him a long time ago when we asked him to sign a paper not to let this stuff happen. It was a European podcast when it was first going out in Europe. We said, let's stop this. And he wasn't interested in stopping it back then. So why now? I kind of think it's post-rollout. They don't really care. But what do we know just in pregnant women? Here's in that 1,291 adverse event, it's report 5.3.6. In that adverse event report, here's what we know about pregnant women. There was a study that was done just after the rollout. It was a study of 270 women, Pfizer study. 238 were lost to follow-up. In any real-world scientific endeavor, that would just negate the test. I mean, you can't report on something like that, but they did. And it said, and they tried to sugarcoat it and tried to rename things so they could come out with less bad numbers. But if you look at the reality here, if you took the vaccine, I think in the first trimester, or actually in general, it was an 82% loss of pregnancy. Now that's unbelievable. And of the 34 people that they were able to follow that weren't lost to follow up, and it adds up a little bit more to the total because of twins, but 34 they followed, 28 of the babies died in utero or at birth. At the time of the report, they could only prove one live normal birth in 270 women. But Walensky says it's safe and effective and keep doing it, right? Now, interesting data. Now, and I know Colonel Long from the Army, and she's been talking to a lot of people, and she's been looking at the data herself. And she pointed this out to me that the DOD actually created its own myocarditis workup. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back and then what we do to change our world.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And this is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt. Thanks for coming back. I was talking about some of the information out of the Department of Defense, and specifically I was talking to Colonel Teresa Long recently. And, you know, she said that, this is shocking actually, she said that she found that the Department of Defense had created a myocarditis workup of their own far in advance of this COVID outbreak. But they didn't disseminate it. And she also points out that when you look at the 1,291 adverse events and the report that was purportedly about this rollout, this actual study, it really reads like it's a long-term experiment that was been done on people without their knowledge, maybe, because some of these diagnoses you cannot come up with in a short time. I mean, rare diagnoses that you're seeing 200 of and, I don't know, just things like shrinking lung disease, which I've never really, you know, understood or heard much about, certain gene deletions. I mean, how did they really do that in a short period of time, collect enough data? So it almost looks like this was more like a planned thing that had been going on for a long time. And that's what my point about these soccer players. Something changed in the world around 2000 when people started getting Guillain-Barré. We started seeing things that we'd only read about before. and what was the common, what was the thing that had been changing in the world we'd been getting. That's really when the vaccines took off. I'm just going to say, I think that this has been, we've been dosed, not me. I didn't take vaccines for a long time. I'm sorry I ever gave them to my children, but, that is what it is. So now what do we do? Here's where we are right now. Oh, and by the way, the last thing I'll say about the military is a bunch of the military, preventive medicine type doctors like Dr. Long and there are other doctors involved, Dr. Sigaloff, I know, they reported apparently to the FAA their concerns because, and I've been saying this since the get-go, we are violating all the safety measures in the military for pilots. How can you be doing this? How can you use an experimental drug against pilots? It's right contradictory to the manual of the medical department. So, but they've been doing it. So they sent certified letters, I guess, to the FAA warning them and telling them it's just a matter of time before you have an airline disaster. And we want to go on record saying we are warning you now. Don't keep doing this. So good for them. I will see. I think there's already some evidence that we're having some problems with the airlines. Now, I just want to finish this segment because this is my last segment on what we should really be doing. You know, what's happening? I tell you, my worldview has been completely upended by COVID. Now I question everything, even things I thought were absolutely proven. And I'll just make this opinion. This is my opinion that if the Uber lords are pushing something, this is my new motto. If the Uber lords are pushing something like treatment for monkeypox, I don't care what it is, you can be guaranteed of two things. They're not being completely truthful, and whatever they're pushing is good for them and bad for us, i.e. humanity. So with that in mind, I think to change our world, we have to change our thinking, and to change our thinking, we have to change our language based on what we absolutely understand. Now, Dr. Thomas Cowan, who has an excellent book on contagion that everybody should pick up and read to open your mind a little bit, that was one of my entries. He said in a recent lecture, if you don't know how something's proven, you can't assume someone proved it. I mean, now I'm even questioning what do we know about the basic double helix. You know, I thought that was proven. And it might be, but I don't quite understand how it was proven, and it's not as easy as I thought. So what is COVID? Okay, we can call it a disease. Dis-ease. What is disease? Dis-ease. It just means you're discomforted. It doesn't imply how it's caused, okay? So what do we absolutely know? Do we know that have we done systematic proofs of transmission of disease? How do we know it's viral? Well, I gave you that. I talked last week or whenever about the 1918 pandemic. They really tried to prove transmission and couldn't do it. And I'm just going to show you how they do it today versus how they did it then. There's a classic paper from 2004 about the guys who theoretically unearthed these lungs from pandemic, 1918 pandemic victims in the Yukon or Alaska or someplace that were long frozen. They figured out who had died from the pandemic somehow. And then this is how they determined that it was, that this is what it was. They said, this is, I'm just going to show you this because it's not, there's a, you know, in fairness to them, they did this over 6 years, multiple papers, but this is just a little snippet to give you a flavor. Quote, the 1,497 nucleotide open reading frame of gene segment 5 of strain A brevigmission 1/18 was amplified in 18 overlapping fragments varying in length from 119 to 139 nucleotides. Each fragment was reverse transcribed, amplified, and sequenced at least twice. Reverse transcription PCR, isolation of products, and sequencing have been described previously. A list of primers is used, available upon request. Now, you know, I always read that as, well, this is highly technical, I don't know anything about it, so I'll just trust them. Well, but then you read things like this, which, again, these are also smart doctors in a little earlier time, but this is from the actual 1918 pandemic, and this is what they say. They're trying to prove transmission. And they said, quote, the inoculation was made by spraying the nose and throat and by instillation into the nose. In the case of these men, or five of these men, a drop or two of the infiltrate was also instilled into each eye. In all, each of the men received not less than 5 cc's of the filtrate. In both the groups of men receiving the crude and that receiving the filtered secretions, some, if not all, of the men in all probability swallowed some of the material. Okay. That's English, right? We understand what they did. These are volunteers. They had 118 volunteers of well people, and they were trying to prove transmission of the pandemic of 1918. Results. With one exception, none of the above two groups of men developed any unpleasant effects. In other words, they couldn't prove transmission. The one exception, by the way, was volunteer number 29, inoculated with unfiltered secretions. About 36 hours after the inoculation, his temperature rose and remained above normal for a week. Subjectively, he made almost no complaint. So they tried to make people sick. They couldn't prove it. But these guys, out of a dead body, took a PCR, took primers, got genetic sequences, and claimed that is what caused the 1918 pandemic. Do you see the problem with that? It's not just about finding something in somebody. That would be like me going out on the French battlefield after Crecy and seeing blood on mud on all the dead people's face and say, oh, my gosh, mud caused the deaths here. We can't have mud on our face. That's what causes deaths in war. No. It's not. You know, there's a big logical disconnect. So here's the thing I'm going to tell you. What do we know? We know that the world is filled with toxins and that toxins can give you disease. In Latin, virus means toxin. In the ancient art of medicine, nobody had to differentiate and do all this complicated stuff to try and to make you believe that a certain little virus you can't see, prove, isolate, whatever, is causing this. They just knew that it was toxins. And, you know, in the category of this war is local, all wars are ultimately local, we know about the toxins. I can't get the fluoride out of my town's water. We are now getting sprayed with insecticide for mosquitoes in September. Are you kidding me? By the state. Why? We're in a drought. There's no mosquitoes. I mean, we're being toxified every time we look, not to mention GMO food. So everybody locally needs to look at their own life and what they can fight on a local level. One of the big toxins, electromagnetic frequencies. Now, I just had a podcast with Corey Hill from EMF Sol, and that's a link on my website. Trust me, EMF is not benign. We knew it from 1930s on, at least, probably before that, because we knew about telegrapher's disease in the 1800s. So you need to understand EMF. You need to protect yourself. And the many other toxins. There's lots of, we need to take on the toxins. Parasites exist. They're universal. And we've been lied to about the importance of parasites in the first world. Take it seriously. Learn about parasites. Those are two big things. Don't eat their toxic foods. Don't be afraid of, and don't be afraid of the lies about these various diseases. Do you see what's happening, for example, with monkeypox? It's a joke. I mean, monkeypox is not funny to people that may get it and die, but it's not proven to be a virus. Who's it happening in? People who were multiply vaccinated, whose immune systems may be damaged at the time they were vaccinated. In other words, the gay population. They're the ones getting it. Who's getting polio? Now they're saying, oh, there's an outbreak of polio. Really? Polio. In the old days, it was DDT spraying in the cities. That's what they're looking at now. So don't let them lie to you. Don't be afraid. They love fear. That's part of the Uberlord's plan, is to always divide us. We are not each other's enemies. Don't get mad at each other. Get mad at them. You know, that's what we need to do. Don't be afraid. We need to win this war against humanity, and we need to do it through knowledge. So thank you very much. I hope to see you again. And thanks for Alex for having me on. Good night.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.